With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Reaction is still coming in this Monday morning to the U.S. Supreme Court striking down President Donald Trump's far-reaching global tariffs in a 6-3 decision on Friday, handing the president a stinging loss on an issue crucial to his economic agenda. Furious about the defeat, Trump said he would impose a global 10% tariff and over the weekend increased it to 15% as an alternative while pressing his trade policies by other means. Businesses are hoping to be the big winners from the Supreme Court ruling, a potential windfall for companies that paid extra costs to import goods under the Trump tariffs, but nothing is guaranteed. U.S. economic growth slowed in the final 3 months of last year, dragged down by the 6-week shutdown of the federal government and a pullback in consumer spending. The nation's gross domestic product, the total output of goods and services, increased at a 1.4% annual rate in the fourth quarter, down from 4.4% in the July through September quarter. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.